Real stories from real clutch doctors.
We had this guy come in, and he was going to be late getting to his tanning appointment because his clutch wasn't working properly. Now, I wanted to make sure he would be able to tan, you see. His skin was very fair.
At the Clutch Doctors, they care about you.
So what I did was put down the Nutty Buddy that I was eating on my break and put it in the break room freezer. Then I proceeded to fix his clutch, and that way he could go tanning on time.
The Clutch Doctors. They'll put their ice cream in the freezer so they can fix your clutch in a timely manner.
They get out on the road and get where they need to go on time with a new clutch that has a lifetime guarantee, and that makes them happy. Makes me happy, too. And you know what? The ice cream can wait. Sometimes it just has to.
The Clutch Doctors. People helping other people with their clutches.
I'm just here to help.
The Clutch Doctors. In Beaverton on Canyon Road, in Gresham on Division, and in Vancouver at Andreessen and Fourth Plain. Real stories from real people who went to a real clutch doctor.
I had some problems with my car in the past, and I'd taken it to shops that didn't seem to care. They just didn't care about me.
At the Clutch Doctors, they care about what's inside. Right here, they care about you.
The other guy had my car for 4 days and still didn't fix the problem. When I asked what was wrong, they couldn't give me a straight answer. I get real pissed off at that kind of thing.
At the Clutch Doctors, you'll find a comforting, beautiful human being to help you.
I took my car to the Clutch Doctors. They gave me straight answers, a lifetime warranty. And when they got done fixing my clutch, the Clutch Doctor shook my hand.
At the Clutch Doctors, they'll shake your hand after fixing your clutch. Unless you ask them not to, then they won't.
Thanks, Clutch Doctors.
The Clutch Doctors. People helping other people with their clutches. In Beaverton on Canyon Road. In Gresham on Division, and in Vancouver at Andreessen and Fourth Plain.
Say, that smells grand. The old pot roast is just about done. And good thing, because the Lord and Master will be home any minute now. Just enough time for you to make her homecoming a little more enjoyable. First, run a razor over that 5 o'clock shadow so you'll look fresh when she arrives. Second, give the house a good once-over and prepare to greet her with a nice, warm compliment like, "Gee, honey, you look pretty." Overall, make her comfortable. Ease her into her favorite chair and listen to her problems. After all, hers is a world of strain and pressure. Who knows? Maybe she'll even allow you to go pick out a little something for yourself. Something manly. Something from Accessory Outfitters. Like running boards, a new tow package, or bed liner, and maybe even a nifty ski rack. At Accessory Outfitters, they'll wait on you hand and foot because they're the experts in truck accessory installation. And besides, you don't have a lot of time to waste. Accessory Outfitters, 643-4800. Stuff for men.
You've been a good soldier. You watched Little Women twice. You didn't get mad when she told her friends about your little problem. You never slipped up on the "Do I look fat?" question. And you waited for what seemed like an eternity while she tried on the new fall collection. All of it. Now it's payback time. Time for you to take her and your truck to Accessory Outfitters. She'll sit in a hard plastic chair and watch while you talk to guys with names like Joe and Chuck about manly things. Things like running boards, bed liners, and brush guards. Her only means of distraction, a ragged copy of Field and Stream or Sports Center. You'll spend hours reveling in the specs of a new tow package, as well as discussing the sheer pleasure of Baywatch. By the end, you'll have a truck B.A. Baracus would be proud to call his own. And best of all, she'll be there to experience every testosterone-laden minute of it. Accessory Outfitters, 643-4800. Stuff for men.
The buzzer goes off, you hit the snooze, it goes off again, you crawl out of bed, you scratch yourself, you let the dog out, you take a shower, you apply some products, you find some matching socks, you consume something breadish, you chase down some coffee, you stumble off to work, you take an elevator, you sit behind your desk, you say hi to Marty, you make an important phone call, you talk about Marty with Susan, your computer decides to crash, you break for lunch, you stand in line, you get back to your desk, you regret eating at the burrito cart again, you make an important phone call, you wrap up a big project, you start another one, you pack up your things, and finally you head out the door. Now, do you really want to come home to ugly furniture?
Gewirtz Contemporary Furniture, because life's too short to live with ugly furniture.
Dieses alte gemeinsame Bekenntnis zu unserer herrlichen Bewegung und damit zu unserem ewigen...
Just because you weren't watching him say it, does it make his words any less disturbing?
Heil! Heil!
Didn't think so. Today's radio Hearing is believing. Brought to you by the Portland Area Radio Council.
Here, on the path of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Just because you weren't watching her say it, does it make her words any less inspiring? Didn't think so. Today's radio. Hearing is believing. Brought to you by the Portland Area Radio Council.